It's Saturday morning in Italy, and you're listening to the Magic Towns Italy podcast. Let's dive into this week's stories.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Magic Towns Italy podcast. I'm Miles, and today Alessia and I are bringing you a special deep dive on where to find free or almost free tax and legal help if you're an expat or a retiree dreaming of life in Italy.
Benvenuti. I'm Alessia, and we know that moving here can feel daunting when you start thinking about paperwork, permits, and taxes. Let's unwrap all the cost-friendly resources you can tap into. No huge lawyer bills required. One of the big things we hear from people considering the move is this idea that getting tax and legal advice in Italy is super expensive and complicated.
Oh yeah, it's like you need a huge budget just to figure out which form needs to go where, you know?
It's a very common concern, and it's completely understandable, really. Legal and tax systems anywhere can seem complex, and then when you add in a different language, unfamiliar cultural norms, well, that feeling of being lost can really be magnified.
But here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
Our mission today is to uncover something that, well, often gets missed. The surprisingly wide range of free and affordable resources available to help you navigate all that Italian red tape. We're talking about everything from tackling paperwork and dealing with public offices to even addressing legal hiccups, all without necessarily emptying your savings account.
We've explored quite a few options, actually. We'll start with some really useful European-wide tools that, you know, as someone considering a move within the union, you can definitely take advantage of. Then we'll dive into what Italy itself offers at the national and regional levels, things like advice hotlines, ombudsmen, stuff like that.
And finally, we'll look at some budget-friendly ways to get legal support, maybe through insurance or consumer associations. So the big picture is this. If you're picturing yourself settling into that idyllic Italian town, but the thought of permits and taxes is making you anxious, don't worry. There's actually a lot of help out there that won't break the bank.
Definitely.
Let's unpack this, starting with those EU-wide tools. As someone may be thinking about moving to Italy, you're looking at potentially becoming part of the EU system, which comes with some really interesting benefits. What's fascinating here is that the European Union
actually provides several free services, and they're specifically designed to assist citizens and residents right across its member countries. These tools often become really useful when an issue involves EU law or has that kind of cross-border element, and they tend to be quite efficient, often providing answers relatively quickly.
First up is your Europe advice. That's pretty self-explanatory. So I guess the key thing is you get free, personalized legal answers on EU rights pretty fast, like within a week.
Exactly right. Your Europe Advice is a free service. It offers personalized legal guidance on your EU rights. You can submit your question in any official union language.
Any language, wow.
Yep. And typically within about a week, you'll get a response from a legal expert. This service is run by independent lawyers through the European Citizen Action Service under contract with the European Commission.
So it's not just general info, it's advice tailored to my specific situation.
Precisely. And the crucial thing is it focuses on real life practical problems you might actually run into. For those considering a move to Italy, this can be incredibly valuable if you're unsure about your rights or the correct procedures, especially when EU law is involved. Think about your future residency rights, maybe transferring social security benefits from another union country or getting professional qualifications recognized.
Imagine you've arrived in your lovely Italian town, but the local comune, the town hall, is taking what feels like forever to process your residency registration as an EU citizen. Or maybe you have family members who aren't EU citizens and you're just confused about the whole process for them getting a residence permit, a permesso di soggiorno.
Okay.
You can explain your situation to Europe Advice and they can clarify what the union rules are. And importantly, what steps both you and the Italian authorities should be taking.
That sounds incredibly useful, yeah, for clearing up that initial confusion.
Right.
What's the next tool in our EU kit then?
Next, we have Solvit. Now, Solvit is also free, but it works a bit differently. The key insight here is that Solvit acts like a free, informal mediator between you and Italian public authorities if they seem to be misapplying union law, and it often leads to quick resolutions, hopefully without needing lawyers.
Okay, so informal mediator. Got it. What kind of problems does Solvit actually tackle?
Solvit's specific purpose is to resolve issues you might have with public authorities who are incorrectly applying union law. So if an Italian public body, local, regional, national, doesn't matter, isn't applying EU law correctly, maybe denying you a benefit or right you should have as a union citizen or resident, Solvit can step in informally.
Informally being the key word there. So they're not like taking them to court for you?
No, not at all. Solvit works by communicating directly with the public authority on your behalf. Their goal is just to find a solution without formal legal proceedings. It's generally fast, usually quite efficient. And what's interesting is these national Solvit centers are all connected. So if your case involves another union country, they can even work with their counterparts there.
That sounds really powerful, especially for those cross-border issues. Can you give us an example relevant for someone moving to Italy?
Sure. Let's say you've moved from another union country and the Italian DMV equivalent refuses to recognize your valid EU driving license, even though union rules clearly say they should. You could file a complaint with Solvit. The Italian Solvit Center would then contact the Motor Examinatore, remind them of the directive, and work with them to sort it out. Another example, maybe your local health authority refuses to enroll you in the national healthcare system, even though union law says you should be covered as a resident, as Solvit can intervene there too.
It's almost like having someone from Brussels gently but firmly nudge the Italian authorities.
Exactly. And sometimes, honestly, just the fact that an inquiry is coming from Brussels can be enough to get things moving.
Right. Makes sense. Okay. Moving on. We also have the European Consumer Centers Network, or ECCNet. This sounds like it focuses on a very specific area.
That's right. ECCNet specifically helps consumers with problems buying goods or services from a trader based in another union country, or Norway, Iceland, and the United Kingdom too, actually. And again, completely free.
So if I'm buying something online from, say, a German company before or after my move to Italy and something goes wrong, they can help.
Precisely. ECCNet has legal experts. They can advise you on writing complaint letters. And sometimes they'll even contact the company directly or the ECC in the company's own country to try and find a resolution. They handle all sorts, really. Online shopping scams, disputes related to travel and tourism. That can definitely be relevant when you're moving or just settling in.
That's good to know, especially with how much online shopping we all do, even after moving. Any specific examples for folks?
Well, imagine you ordered some beautiful Italian furniture online, but from a company based in France for your new place. It arrives damaged, or it's not what you ordered, and the company's being difficult about a refund or replacement. You can contact ECC Italy, or say an airline based in another union country cancels your flight to Italy during your move and won't give you the legally required refund. ECCNet can step in.
It's like having a free international consumer rights advocate in your corner. Okay, our final EU tool, European Parliament petitions. This sounds a bit different. maybe more of a last resort.
It is, yes. Think of European Parliament petitions as a last resort for broader issues, things that might need political attention at the union level.
Broader issues, like what?
Like, if you feel your problem isn't just a one-off, but part of a systemic issue, or maybe Italy's consistently failing to follow directives in a way that affects lots of people like you, then this could be an avenue. How does this petition thing actually work then?
You submit it online, usually through the petitions portal or even by mail. The Parliament's Petitions Committee reviews them. They might ask the commission or national authorities for info, maybe hold debates.
And the outcome?
Well, it can call on the authorities to account for the situation and recommend changes. It's less about getting your specific problem fixed immediately and more about highlighting a bigger problem that needs addressing at a higher level.
So it's not for individual bureaucratic hassles generally?
Not usually the first stop, no. But it can be powerful if the problem affects many people. Moving to Italy, say. Consistent unjustified delays in healthcare access for non-Italian EU citizens in one region, or if a region just isn't issuing residence documents properly under union law. If local options haven't worked, a European Parliament petition can shine a spotlight and create pressure for change.
Create pressure for change. So while it might not get my specific permit sorted tomorrow, it could push for broader improvements down the line.
That's the idea. It creates a public record, and the potential for scrutiny from Brussels can sometimes make Italian authorities act. It's free, it's accessible, but like we said, probably best for those wider problems. Solve It are usually better for specific personal cases.
Okay, that's a really helpful overview of the union resources. Now let's dive into what Italy itself offers, national and regional level stuff. Starting with the regional ombudsman, the Difensore Civico, Key Insight seems to be a free, independent advocate for issues with Italian public admin.
Exactly. The Difensore Civico exists in most Italian regions, some provinces too. They're basically your independent advocate when you have issues with public administration at regional or local level. Think of them as an ombudsman set up to protect citizens' rights against bureaucracy.
So if I'm having trouble with my local commune or the regional health authority once I've moved, this is who I might turn to?
Precisely. Their job is to investigate complaints, mediate conflicts between you and government agencies, and make recommendations to fix things. And the really good news for everyone, including future expats, is it's completely free.
Free is good.
And you don't need to be an Italian citizen. Anyone affected by a public agency in that region can usually file a complaint.
That's fantastic news. What kind of issues can they actually help with? For someone who's just moved to Italy?
Oh, quite a range. If you're experiencing trouble with an Italian public office, say your local commune isn't issuing necessary documents, the police headquarters is delaying a permit, maybe a public hospital lost your records, or you just feel like you're getting the runaround.
Fun. Been there.
For example, if your residency application or a family permit is taking way longer than the legal time limit after you arrive, or if an office keeps rejecting your requests unfairly.
So they act as an impartial go-between, trying to smooth things out.
Exactly. They're impartial. And sometimes just the fact that the Difensore Civico is making an inquiry is enough to prompt the bureaucracy to actually resolve the issue. They can be a really powerful first and sometimes last resource for complaints about maladministration. It could save you needing a lawyer and costly legal battles.
How would someone actually find the Difensore Civico for their region once they're in Italy and file a complaint?
Most regions have a website for their Defensore Civico. You can often find a complaint form online or an email address. You want to write up your situation clearly, concisely, ideally in Italian, if you can manage or get it translated. Include any relevant documents as evidence. Once you submit it, they'll usually let you know if they can take on your case. Lots of expats have found them helpful for things like long waits for a health card, silence on official requests, fixing administrative errors.
That sounds like a truly invaluable resource, maybe a bit underutilized. Okay, what's the next option within Italy itself?
This is the giudice di pace, the justice of the peace. The key thing here is it's a faster, less formal route for minor issues. Civil disputes up to about 10,000 euro, small criminal stuff, and appealing fines. And the court fees are pretty small.
So a lay judge for smaller legal issues, minor in what sense exactly? They deal with civil cases up to that value, around 10,000 currently, minor criminal offenses too, and appeals against administrative fines like traffic tickets.
A common one for new arrivals, challenging a traffic fine you think is unfair. You can appeal it within 30 days of getting the notice. There's a small court fee, around 43 euro for fines under 1,100 euro. Then you get a hearing to present your case. Good to know if you get a questionable parking or ZTL ticket in your new town. Any other examples for expat settling in?
Yes, small civil claims. Imagine a dispute with your landlord over getting your security deposit back, or a disagreement about damages to a rented place, maybe an unpaid bill from a local service, or faulty goods you bought for your new home. And it's worth noting the judge often tries to get the parties to reach an agreement first, reconciliation, before making a formal judgment.
Okay, that covers some potential legal bumps. What about more general bureaucracy hurdles? The kind of stuff new expats often face.
For navigating that often tangled web of Italian bureaucracy, patronati are incredibly valuable. Basically, patronati are government-certified nonprofit centers offering free help with all sorts of bureaucratic procedures, super helpful for immigration, social security.
Government-certified, nonprofit, free. These sound amazing. They're often linked to trade unions, you said.
Yes, often affiliated with trade unions or social organizations. And the crucial part for someone on a budget, generally their services are free. They get state funding for the work they do. They might ask you to sign a mandate allowing them to act for you, but there's usually no direct cost. It's a key part of the Italian system designed to help people, especially those less familiar with the bureaucracy.
So what specific help can a new expat or retiree expect from a patronato when they're settling into Italy?
A really wide range of paperwork. The stuff that's crucial for newcomers, especially helpful for immigration and residency. Applying for and renewing your permesso di soggiorno, citizenship applications down the line, family reunification visas. They guide you through filling out those often long, complex application kits and navigating the confusing online booking systems for appointments. Some even run the civic integration courses and language tests needed for certain permits.
That sounds like it could save a huge amount of stress and potential mistakes.
And they also provide invaluable help with social security and health registrations. Need to register with the health service, the SSN, get your tax code, enroll with INPS for pensions or benefits if you're working or retiring. They know the procedure, handle the paperwork. They can also help with IISE forms, the declaration of your financial situation for certain benefits, applications for family allowances, maternity leave, unemployment benefits if applicable.
Even basic tax help sometimes.
Some offer basic tax filing help through linked CAF centers. Essentially, whenever you're faced with a confusing Italian form or a complex process, a patronato is a fantastic place to turn for reliable guidance and help for free. It's like having a friendly, knowledgeable, local guide for the bureaucratic maze.
What else can help when dealing directly with public offices?
Every Italian public administration, from ministries down to local health units and has URP, a public relazioni con pubblico, a label for customer service desk. Key thing, it's the front door for info, guidance, accessing documents, and handling complaints for that specific public body.
A customer service desk for the government? What specific services do they provide that are useful for a new resident?
By law, URPs are there to facilitate relations, ensure access to documents, promote transparency, and practically speaking, they give general info about the institution, guide you on procedures. Sometimes they have helpful step-by-step guides, and they're the official point of contact for submitting requests to access administrative documents. That's called accesso agiati.
Accesso agiati. So if my residency application seems stuck...
Exactly. You could file an accesso agiati request through the URP to see the internal notes on your file and try to figure out the holdup.
So it's not just for getting leaflets, but maybe getting specific details about my own case.
Precisely. And they also handle complaints and feedback. If you got rude service, phones aren't answered, you notice a systemic problem, you can file a formal complaint with the URP.
Does that actually do anything?
Well, a single complaint might not fix everything instantly, but it creates an official record. And many URPs are actually quite proactive in following up internally and letting you know the outcome.
That sounds like a good way to make your voice heard, potentially get local issues addressed. Now, you mentioned accessing documents. Is that where this Accesso Civico Generalizzato or FOIA comes in? Italy's FOIA lets anyone request data and documents from public bodies.
Yes, Accesso Civico Generalizzato is Italy's version of a Freedom of Information Act from 2016. It's a really powerful tool for transparency and accountability.
Unlike the traditional accesso agiati, where you need to show a specific personal interest in the document, FOIA allows anyone, including new expats, to request pretty much any data and documents held by public administrations.
That's incredibly broad. Sounds really empowering. What kind of info could a new expat request using this?
Pretty much any record held by a public office. Emails, reports, statistics, meeting minutes, you name it. Unless there are very specific exemptions, privacy, security, ongoing legal stuff, they're generally obligated to provide it within 30 days. How could expats use this? Well, if an application you submitted seems stuck or got denied without a clear reason, you could file a FOIA request to see the internal documents and the reasoning, or if you suspect a practice is unfair, discriminatory, or say your local town seems to reject lots of residency applications from union nationals, you could request anonymized data, applications received, rejected, reasons given. That kind of info can be valuable evidence for a complaint, maybe even that European Parliament petition.
It sounds like a really effective way to hold authorities accountable and just understand their decisions, which can be so opaque sometimes.
It is. Local administrations often don't want to appear discriminatory or inefficient. So a well-placed FOIA request can sometimes prompt action or at least give you clarity. The process, usually a written request, often via email, referencing the law, generally free unless you need physical copies of huge document. If they deny your request, they have to explain why, and you can appeal that denial to the regional ombudsman.
Okay. We've covered a lot of ground. Union tools, Italian national and regional resources. Now let's talk taxes, that murky world. I know many expats and retirees worry about navigating the Italian tax system, maybe facing unexpected costs. Are there free resources in Italy for tax advice? Big insight here seems to be the tax office itself actually offers free help.
Absolutely. This is really important and often overlooked. While many people just assume they need to hire a paid commercialista, an accountant, the Italian tax authority itself, the Agenzia delle Entrate, actually offers several ways for taxpayers, including new residents, to get essential info and help for free. And since 2024, they've even expanded these free consultation services.
So you can actually ask the Italian tax office directly without paying a private consultant. That's a huge potential saving.
Yes. Individuals, taxpayers, and small businesses too can submit specific questions and get official answers. Under the expanded service, individuals can now ask up to 20 tax questions a year through this free service.
20 questions. That's quite a lot.
It is. And for more complex or unclear situations, there's the Interpello system, a formal written request for a binding ruling on how a specific rule applies to you.
That's really valuable info for our listeners planning their move. What kind of typical questions could a new expat or retiree ask the Agenzia delle Entrate for free?
Many of the common ones new arrivals have, like, based on my residency status, do I need to file an Italian tax return? How is my tax residency actually determined here? Or what do I need to report regarding foreign income or assets I still have?
Stuff everyone asks.
Exactly. Instead of relying on maybe inaccurate info online or from friends, you can get a direct official answer from the Agencia.
How can someone actually access this free tax help?
They have an email and online Q&A service called Assistenza Fiscale. You access it through their website. Usually you need your SBID, the digital identity system, or register for their online services. You submit your question in writing there. They also offer phone assistance, and you can book free in-person appointments at your local office, which really useful if you need help filling out specific forms, like registering a rental contract. For those really complex situations needing a legally binding interpretation, you submit that formal written request, the Interpello. It takes a bit longer for a response, but the ruling is legally binding on the tax agency.
It sounds like for many straightforward tax questions expats might have, going directly to the source could save a lot of money and provide the most reliable info.
Exactly. Definitely worth trying these free services before automatically paying for private advice. See if the Agenzia can sort it out directly, and the written responses you get online can be useful if there's a language barrier. You can take time to translate the official reply.
Okay, so we've looked at a whole range of free resources, union, national, regional. But what happens if you do find yourself needing formal legal representation? Are there any low-cost options before committing to potentially hefty legal fees?
Thankfully, there are a few avenues to explore that can help avoid potentially huge legal bills. One option worth considering is tutte la legalia. That translates as legal expenses insurance.
Tutela legal. How does that kind of insurance work in Italy?
It's basically an insurance policy for legal costs. You pay a regular premium, usually annually. Then if you need a lawyer, maybe you need to sue someone or someone sues you, or you face non-intentional criminal charges, the policy covers your legal costs up to a certain limit set in the policy. Some policies might also cover initial consultations or costs for negotiations outside of court to try and settle things. The basic idea is to shield you financially from those high, unpredictable legal costs.
That's a sensible safety net, especially in a new country where you might not know the legal landscape so well. Most major insurance companies in Italy offer these policies, often different packages for different needs, family issues, home driving, work disputes, and it's always smart to check your existing policies. Home insurance, car insurance. Sometimes they include basic legal cover, or you can add it on for a relatively small extra cost. Important point, these policies generally aren't retroactive. You know, they won't cover issues that already existed before you bought the policy, and many have an initial exclusion period, so you might have to wait a bit after buying before you can actually make a claim. Read the fine print.
Definitely important caveats. What other lower cost legal support options are there for expats and retirees in Italy?
Consumer associations and advocacy groups are another really valuable resource, especially for consumer disputes. You've got well-known organizations like Ultra Consumo, Federa Consumatori, Codecon Strong, reputable consumer protection groups. They offer legal advice and support to their paying members.
What kind of help do you get if you join one of these?
As a member, you can usually get legal advice from their experts, help drafting formal complaint letters to companies, and sometimes the association might even intervene directly for you. They also often pursue collective legal actions for groups of consumers with similar problems. Plus, you often get access to template letters for common disputes and maybe discounted rates on legal representation if things escalate.
And is there usually a membership fee?
Yes, typically a relatively affordable annual fee, often the cost of a decent dinner out once a year.
What kind of common consumer issues might a new expat run into where these associations would be helpful?
Oh, lots of scenarios. Incorrect bills, phone, internet, utilities, difficulty canceling contracts, problems with things you've bought for your new home, warranties, defects, even some landlord-tenant issues. Some associations specialize in helping renters. Disputes with service providers, moving companies that damage stuff, maybe a private language school that didn't deliver. These associations can provide really valuable guidance, and many offer unlimited phone consultations with their legal experts on consumer rights issues. That's incredibly helpful for quick advice.
Mm. Sounds like joining a consumer association could be a very worthwhile investment for peace of mind, especially when dealing with new service providers. Are there any other maybe unexpected places someone might find legal help without huge costs?
Yes. It's always worth checking the small print on your home insurance policies or even some bank account packages. Sometimes they include a tutela legal ad component or offer access to a legal advice service as a perk. More comprehensive home insurance might cover disputes with neighbors.
It really underscores the importance of just being informed, knowing where to look. Well, we have covered an incredible amount of ground today, from those union resources right through to Italian national and regional services and these low-cost legal supporting options.
I think the key takeaway for anyone considering or actually moving to Italy is dealing with bureaucracy can feel tough, but whether it's a question about residency rights, a dispute with a utility company, or just needing reliable guidance on taxes as a new resident, there are free or almost free tools out there.
So if you're dreaming of embracing that Italian lifestyle, remember you don't have to face these bureaucratic hurdles completely alone or spend a fortune to get the information and support you need.
Exactly. We really encourage you to explore the resources we've talked about today. Maybe think about a three-pronged approach. First, prevention. Stay as informed as you can about your rights and obligations. Second, for issues with public authorities, try those informal channels. And third, if you do need more formal action, investigate those lower cost options like legal insurance or consumer associations.
So as you embark on your exciting Italian adventure, remember you have the same rights to fairness and services as everyone else in Italy. These resources are there to help make the system work for you, hopefully leading to that smoother, more enjoyable dolce vita you've been looking forward to.
Absolutely. Wishing you the very best of luck with your move and with exploring the magic towns of Italy. Buona fortuna!
And please do continue to explore all the helpful resources available on the Magic Towns Italy website for more insights and information as you plan your move.
Thank you.
That's it for this week on Magic Towns Italy. You can create a free account at magictowns.it and explore over 2,000 towns, including those offering the 7% tax scheme, as well as download dozens of expat guides. We have over 200 data points per town, more than Italy's statistics authority itself, covering everything from property prices to schools, healthcare, crime, and more. If you want full access to filters and unlimited searches, upgrade to Magic Towns Premium. Use the code PODCAST for 20% off an annual plan. Thanks for listening. Our next podcast will be live on Saturday at 9 a.m.